trying to rewrite retail history.
A video game is expected to have bigger first-day revenues than any movie has ever had an opening day at the box office.
Video gamers across the country are anxiously awaiting the midnight release of a game called Halo 2.
It took me about 2 days to work, 2 days to make a little bit over $50.
And what's the return on that investment?
The return's a couple years worth of Halo 2. Definitely.
2004 was just a massive year for gaming in terms of achievement, fun, and profit, but paradoxically, it was also still a time when it was widely perceived as a kid or nerd's hobby. Then along came Halo 2, which made $125 million in North America on its first day, including pre-orders, outperforming every previous film, album, as well as any other game's day one release. And despite many complaints about the divisive cliffhanger ending that would leave fans waiting 3 years for a resolution, the game received enormous praise for its level design, storytelling, universe building, and its pioneering multiplayer with its matching system, and sales remained strong in the months and years that followed. The many reports of the boatloads of cash heading Microsoft and Bungie's way made investors sit up and take notice, soon leading to a newfound, and this is very much in quotes, appreciation for gaming. For a time, it seemed like the flood of cash would lead to bigger dev teams making bolder and more beautiful games, ushering in a new golden age. That's good for gamers. And in many ways, and for a few years, this did actually happen. But in the background, the corporate decision makers were quickly taking the reins, and in my opinion, many companies and their games suffered in the long run as a result. But maybe that's just the nostalgia talking.
I gotta tell you, it was perfect. Perfect. Everything, down to the last minute details.